AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The ceasefire between Iran and Israel appears to be holding, but it faltered initially. Sam Mednick filed this report from the southern Israeli city of Beersheba, hit by an Israeli strike before the ceasefire went into effect.
People here say they are tired of the strikes. They're hoping that the ceasefire sticks. They're praising some of them, President Donald Trump, who announced the ceasefire late Monday night, telling all sides they needed to abide by it. But people here still say they are skeptical.
Meantime, Ed Donahue has an assessment of Saturday's U.S. airstrikes.
An early intelligence report suggests U.S. strikes in Iran only set back the country's nuclear program by months. Sources tell the AP the report is from the Defense Intelligence Agency and says the attacks on the three nuclear sites did significant damage in Iran, but they were not completely destroyed. It contradicts what President Trump has been saying.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
The White House strongly pushed back on the assessment, calling it flat out wrong and an attempt to demean President Trump and discredit the brave fighter pilots who conducted the mission. One of the sources says at the deeply buried Fordo uranium enrichment plant, the entrance collapsed, infrastructure was damaged, so that it will take time to fix, but the underground infrastructure was not destroyed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's now in the Netherlands for a NATO summit. Leaders are expected to endorse a goal of spending 5% of their gross domestic product on their security. And forecasters say today should be the worst of the heat that's hit the eastern half of the nation. New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Boston all seeing temperatures hitting 100. Bharat Venkat, director of the Los Angeles Heat Lab, says the humidity adds to the danger.
When it gets really humid, our bodies have a really hard time cooling down. The sweat that we produce doesn't evaporate, and so the heat gets retained in our bodies. So it really puts us at kind of greater risk of experiencing heat-related illness or even death.
This is AP News. Julie Walker on today's Democratic primary in New York City.
New York City Democrats picking who they want as their next mayor. Will they reboot former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's political career?
This election is about saving our city by restoring a government that works.
Or will voters elevate his closest rival, Assemblymember Zoran Mamdani, a progressive from Queens?
This is a movement for each and every New Yorker. It's a movement that speaks to the facts.
Or will voters turn to a crowded field of lesser-known candidates in the Democratic mayoral primary? The final day of voting, one of the hottest days with temperatures expected to hit 100, but people have been getting on those lines. While preliminary returns come after the polls close Tuesday night at 9, we may not get a winner until July because of the city's ranked choice voting system where you number your top five candidates. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.